And Shaver, he's standing by.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come in your place of listening, wherever you may be, whether you're home or in a hospital, nursing home, jail house, or riding down the road. It's just good to come with you just for a few minutes, just a portion of God's Word. Amen. It's good for whatever ails us. We'll turn to it. We're trying everything in the world today except the remedy for what's wrong with us, and that is the Word of God. Now, we preached last week, if I remember correctly, about Lord giving Peter the keys to the kingdom, which was the preaching of the Word of God. If I understand it right, because when Peter preached on in Acts, he opened the kingdom and people got in. And it'll still work today if we'll preach the Lord Jesus and Him crucified and the cross. It'll still work in the day we're in today. Man, without the preaching of the cross, people perish. But the preaching of the cross, it will redeem us if we listen, pay attention to it. Now, if I remember correctly, we preached about wanting heavenly. If we have heavenly results, we'll have to use a heavenly method. But we're using sensual method, and we're going to produce sensual results. In other words, we're using fleshly method, and we're producing fleshly results. But if we want the things of God, we're going to have to go back to using a heavenly method. And like we said last week, preached about the key. But this week I want to turn over Matthew chapter number 7. I'll read about 6 or 7 verses here. Then we'll take our thought out of here and preach to us again for a little while. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 21. The Bible reads like this: Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now this is what the Bible said. This is not my idea, not my opinion. So if we want to know what the will of God is, let's get his book and read it. He puts it down on the pages of this book, what his will is for us. He said, Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You notice what he said? He said, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. You know, these people today that's standing in the pulpit and other places are trying to preach the Word of God and trying to cast out devils, trying to build themselves a kingdom, but never have known the Lord. But I want to just look at the Word of God here, what he said. Therefore, whosoever heareth, now, amen, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. Amen. And the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on the rock. Now, I want you to notice the very teaching of this scripture right here. We'll read the other two verses in a minute, but let's look at these two verses of scripture right here. He that heareth, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Somebody said, now we need to dig down, get on the rock, and preach a whole lot about the rock. But to what this Bible is teaching us here, he said, was likened. This is sort of a parable likened unto. Amen. He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Now that's the key to the whole thing right there. If we intend, amen, to have heavenly results, we're going to have, amen, a heavenly method. And the heavenly method is to hear the Word of God, amen, then do what God says. If we don't, the Bible said, if we do not do the Word of God, if we don't hear it, and we don't do it, you know what the Bible said right down the next two verses, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now you notice the difference here was, God, the thing that was, and hearing the word of God and doing it, the difference between them and the one that heard the word of God and didn't do it, God said the same storm come in both of them's lives, but the only one that was able to stand was the one that heard the word of God. Amen. That's how, like a man that built his house upon a rock. If we don't hear the word of God, and if we don't do the word of God, amen, the storm of God's judgment is going to fall some of these days on us. Amen. And the Bible said the house failed, and God, and great was the fall thereof. So we need to lean a ear to the word of God. We need to hear what God's Bible says to us. We need to repent of our evil ways. We need to get in the ways of God and walk in the ways of God. How great it is if we'll just take heed to the word of God. Amen. And build our lives on doing the word of God. Amen. God bless your heart. But we're living in a day today when people have turned a deaf ear toward the word of God. They just don't intend to hear it. And they do not intend to do what God says. I'm a friend, I'm telling you, the Bible said here in the scripture that we read, we can sit around at the church house, we can sit around at home and listen to the radio, we can listen to CDs where they're preached on, we can hear the word of God, but unless it gets down in our heart and we begin to do what the Bible said, he said on that day we're going to be like a man that heard the word of God, amen, and failed to do it. The Bible said he was like a man that had built his house upon the sand. The wind blew. The rain descended. Ain't God, in the house fell. And great was the fall thereof. The keys to this whole thing is leaned in your ear toward God. Hearing the word of God. Getting it in your heart. And doing what God said. We're living in a generation today. My friend, it seems they don't care one thing in the world about the word of God. But I've got news for you. You're still going to stand before a holy God. You're still going to give an account. You look out here now. People are running to and fro. I will not darken the doors of the house of God. Amen. And sometimes I don't blame them. Amen. Because most of our preachers today is interested in the crowd and the tithe instead of interested in the souls of men. Friend, I've got news for you. The church is not to be a playhouse or a community center. It's a place where we're set aside for us to come and worship God, hear the preaching, sing the songs of Zion, pray, testify about the good, mercy of God. But the church house today has been turned in to a cesspool instead of a place where God meets us at. Amen. I bless your heart. We read now in 2 Timothy, if we intend, amen, 2 Timothy chapter number 3, if we intend to have any heavenly results, are we going to have a heavenly method, amen, to get people in? Amen, our job is to live holy before God, out of where this world I can see. Amen. They said about Peter and John, they perceived that they was received you, and unlearned. I hadn't been to some seminary and learned to be a simon head. Amen. They were just plain old fishermen that God called by His grace. Amen. And the Bible said they perceived that they was ignorant and unlearned. But they could tell that they had been with the Lord Jesus. My friend, that's our duty. How to live before the world and let them see Jesus in our everyday life. Not just what we blow with our mouth. But friend, live in a way that they can see God in us. Amen. 2 Timothy, chapter number 3, in the first part of this chapter, it's talking about the latter days when perilous times shall come. I want to get down towards the last part of it. Amen. Where Paul was writing to Timothy here and said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Friend, you will agree with me. We're in that right now. When evil men are waxing worse and worse of deceiving people, this name it and claim it crowd, amen, just thank God, it's just like a car down at Walmart. You get your hands on it and go around pick up just whatever you want. Amen, just fill your buggy up. People, thank God that way. Amen, you just name it. Are you demanding? Are you claiming? And it's yours. But friend, I got news for you. It takes a humble heart. It takes a dedicated heart. It takes a pure heart. Before God, if God hears our prayer, we're going to have clean hands and a pure heart to get God's attention. Amen, but we're getting to the time today when evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse, are deceiving and being deceived. Amen. Thank God we got this crowd, got this. Amen. Assembly line salvation. Amen. I bless your heart, just get them at the gas pump. Or get them down at the checkout counter. Amen. Or get them on the street corner. But I've got news for you. If God don't call, they don't come. Jesus said, no man, I can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. Amen. I bless your heart. I don't care how you get people to, amen, calmly agree with a few verses of Scripture. Or you say you've laid out the plan of salvation. Salvation's not in a plan. Salvation's in a man. And that man is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's her. Salvation is. Amen. I'm preaching means. How to proclaim. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? Amen. How the Bible said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings from the Lord. It takes a preaching of the Word of God and ears to hear the Word of God. Amen. This assembly line salvation, puke on it. Amen. I know how I got in. I didn't want nothing to do with God. I didn't want to hear nothing about God. Amen. Just like this generation today. But bless your heart, one night while I'd hear the gospel preached when I was a young man. I bless your heart. But one night nobody didn't read the Roman road. Nobody didn't lay down the plan. Nobody didn't give me a track. But the Holy Ghost of God come where I was. The Holy Ghost of God. I sheriff of heaven. I put my soul under arrest and drove me to himself. Amen. You know what happened? When the Holy Ghost broke conviction, it led me to Calvary. Amen. To the foot of the cross. It gave me a spirit of repentance. And that's what it's going to take in our day. Hearing the Word of God and then yielding to it. If we aim to have any heavenly result, we're going to have to use a heavenly method. Amen. The Bible said evil men and seducers shall worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But he was warning Timothy here. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Amen. Let me encourage you, saint of God. I'm just sitting out there today looking at this world and see this ungodly mess that's going on. Are you getting discouraged? Are you feeling like folding up your hands? How you feel like you're the only one that's left and standing for what's right? But Paul was admonishing Timothy here, continue in the things which thou hast learned, saints. You listen to me now. You continue. Amen. You know what the old way is. Amen. You know exactly what it is. Let me tell you, don't step aside. Don't turn aside. Stay with what you know is right. But continue in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. Now you listen. God bless your heart, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture. You notice what the Bible said here. He was telling Timothy, amen, word. If you want to be like that house that was built upon the rock, you remember what you was taught by your mother when you was a kid, and your grandmother, what she taught you. I said you stay with that, and you'll be like the house that was built on the rock. When the storm come in your life, and Brother America and the church, the true church of God, is facing a storm today like how she's never faced before. Worldliness is creeping in. Carnality's creeping in. Amen. I got to where you can't tell the world from the church and the church from the world. A look alike, a talk alike, a dress alike. They still go to the same places. But God's Bible, I said, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not of the unclean thing. He said, I'll receive you unto myself and be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. And said, then therefore, thank God that we have all these promises. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, of perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. This world needs to see somebody that's been with Jesus. Amen. Everybody you run up on today, I don't care if they got a beer in their hand or a cigarette long as a light pole. Amen. I don't care if they dress right or half naked. Everybody you run up on knows God. But there's coming a day, friend, when God's going to separate, thank God, the wheat from the tares. When God, amen, the Bible said the kingdom of heaven, I was like a net that was cast into the sea, had brought forth both good and bad, and they sat down, amen, and gathered the tares of the bad fish and took them out, put the good ones over where, amen, the Lord could have them. I've got news for you, friend. There's coming a day when God is going to separate. God's going to divide. God is going to take care of you and me. But we better read where God said for us to put our feet in this walk of life. Bless your heart. He said, now, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture. Now listen to what it said, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now I've got news for you. There's more in this Bible than the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. There's the 3rd chapter. Of John, where John said, Jesus said, ye must be born again. Amen. It's not something the preacher does. It's a supernatural act of God where He gets down within you. Bible said, take out that heart of flesh. Amen. Put in a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. It's God a working in a sinner. It's God a changing a sinner from the inside out. Not from the outside. I don't see too many changing on the outside anymore. Amen. Let's just be honest about it. We've got down in the time today. Amen. You got almost wear a tag. Amen. Let somebody know when you go to church and all. But God bless your heart. It ought not to be that way. Amen. Bless your heart. He said, now thou hast, from a child thou hast known how the Holy Scripture, which is able how to make you wise unto salvation. The Scripture how reveal to you how wicked you are. How the Scripture will tell you how unclean you are. How the Scripture will tell you where you're headed when you die. What you got to do is fall on your face before God. Plead guilty. Amen. Make amen. Repent before God. And beg Him. Amen. To come into your life and make a change in your life. Amen. Bless your heart. I still know how I got in. Amen. He said, now listen. You look what the Bible said. All Scripture. Every verse of this King James Bible from Genesis 1:1 to the last verse in the book of Revelation is given by inspiration. Amen of God. Amen. I like that, don't you? That's the reason why people are turning away from this old King James Bible and turning to these other kinds. Amen. Because God's not in it. Amen. Bless your heart. This Bible is inspired by the Holy Ghost. It came not by the will of man. The holy men of old, as they was moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Brother, this Bible is Holy Ghost pen. Holy Ghost spoke. Amen. It's got Holy Ghost in it. If we'll preach it, it'll get in the heart of a sinner. That same Holy Ghost that made this Scripture, I'll get in the heart of a sinner. It'll convict him. Amen. Bless your heart. You say, preacher, we don't see no workings of the Holy Ghost in our church today. I wonder why. Amen. Because they look like a civic center. Amen. Going down there first, just get entertained. If you don't entertain me, ain't got something for the young folks. Ain't got some kind of entertainment. We'll just stay at the house. We're living in an entertainment crazy world. Can't even sit in the house and read the Word of God anymore. Got to be on television, computer. Amen. Come on now. Thank be unto God. We better stop long enough. How to read the Word of God, see where we stand. How with God Almighty. This is a serious thing. This is life or death. I bless your heart. We better get in the Word of God and find ourselves. All Scripture is given by, as all Scripture is given by the Spirit. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Now, we don't like that part. We don't want somebody preaching the part to reprove us, but it's in this book. Amen. The Word of God will reprove you That's the reason why folks don't go. Where there's a man of God preaching, you can have a singing. Hey, man, you have to pull out chairs to get people to come in there. Hey, man, the beer drinkers. Hey, man, the hole hoppers. Hey, man, the wife floppers. And all that come in, sing, entertain. Hey, man, they'll pack the church out. How about you get a holy man of God? Anointed the Holy Ghost. They won't be but about two of them there. And both of them will be fault finders. Amen. God bless your heart. We need to get the Word. This Bible is our love. Amen. For reproof. Amen. For corrections. Amen. It'll correct you. For instruction in righteousness. Amen. The Bible will teach us. Amen. How to live a righteous and dedicated life. I know. We living in a generation today said all you got to do is just go down to the front of the church. Amen. Get repeat a prayer. After some multi back that don't know God. Amen. Said if you said that, you're saved. I'm a friend, there's more to it than that. If you ain't never had a broken heart, broken and contrite spirit, if you ain't never felt like you the nastiest thing on the face of this earth, I doubt your salvation. My friend, when God, Holy God, appears before you, you'll see just how unclean you are. Amen. Bless your heart. I know people don't like this kind of preaching, but I don't intend to change. I'm getting too close to the end of the journey. For instruction in righteousness. We don't like the instruction. We don't want nobody, I mean nobody, telling us what to do. Sure not God. Amen. We don't want Him telling us what to do. You go right ahead, stiffen your neck, harden your heart if you want to. God said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, like the man that built his house on the sand. The wind came, the rain came, and the house fell, and great was the fall thereof. Go right ahead if you want to. That's your privilege, that the man of God may be perfect. Amen. Or mature, grown up, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now that's what the Bible will do for us. Amen. It'll mature, it'll reprove us, it'll correct us, it'll instruct us. And if we'll hear it with our ears and get it down in our heart and do what it says. If we don't, we'll be like the man that built his house on the sand. But if we do, we'll be like the man that built his house on the rock. When the storms of this life come, amen, we'll be able to stand. But if you don't, amen, you're going to go into judgment and be lost at the end of the way. God bless your heart. It's time we woke up to the truth. If we ever get, amen, heavenly results, we're going to have to use a heavenly method. I have it laying right here before me. This heavenly method that God gave the church, we better learn to use it in the day we're in. I bless your heart. I know what you're saying out there. I ain't going to do that. Help yourself and live like you want to. That's your prerogative. But I'm telling you, one day, you're going to face a holy God. Well, I see our time coming on. We'll turn it back to Brother John.